Hello, my name is Shane Ledford, and I am a certified mindfulness teacher here at the Midwest Alliance for Mindfulness. This guided meditation I am offering is one that I created and have called Floating Meditation. It will be about 20 minutes long, and the intention is to expand our awareness to our interconnected world around us and in a creative way. This can be done however is comfortable for you. So you can be seated on a cushion or in a chair or perhaps lying down or even standing. So I will give you a few moments to choose however you will be comfortable. And if you're ready to begin, I invite you to settle into a presence that is comfortable for you. Maybe even making some subtle movements in the body, and your eyes can be open, they can be closed, or you can have a partial gaze focusing on an object in front of you. And if you would like, I invite you to take 3 exaggerated inhales with 3 exaggerated exhales. So nice big inhale in. Exhale with a sigh. Nice big inhale in. Exhaling it with a sigh. Nice big inhale in. Exhaling it with a sigh. So as we continue to get acclimated to this time and space, I invite you to bring your awareness to an anchor, such as your gentle breathing, or perhaps a sound in the room, maybe an object in front of you that you might be softly gazing upon, or even the tactile sensation of your body in contact with the earth below. You're welcome to stay here, focusing on whatever object you have chosen. But I invite you, if you would like, to go on a journey with me. And imagine yourself outside the home you live in, or the apartment, or the condo complex you might be living in. And just notice in your mind's eye the neighborhood around you. Perhaps the other houses, the other apartment buildings, condominium complexes. And perhaps you notice people outside. Some you might know, some you might not know. I also invite you to imagine people that you cannot see, the ones that might be in their houses or in their apartments or in their condos. And if you would like, I invite you to say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. You are welcome to stay here. Imagine yourself outside in your neighborhood, in your community. And at any time, you're also invited to always come back to your original anchors of your breath, sound, object, tactile. But if you would like, I invite you to go on a journey a little bit further. And imagine, how would you be able to float or fly if you could? Perhaps you could just naturally float or fly like a superhero or a bird. But perhaps you need some form of transportation, such as a jetpack, magic carpet, a Harry Potter broomstick, or even a helicopter. And after you've imagined and chosen how you could float or fly, I invite you, if it feels comfortable for you, to hover above the city you might live in. From this vantage point, you might notice buildings, other houses, roads. Maybe you can see people, but they look very small from this vantage point, but you can still see people. And from this vantage point, there's probably a lot of people that we don't know, as well as the few that we do know. And I invite you to say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. You can stay here at this vantage point above the city you live in, or if you need to imagine yourself coming back down to outside in your neighborhood, or even bringing yourself back to your anchor that you're focusing on, feel free to. But if you'd like, I invite you to hover or fly even higher with me. At all times, it's always safe to breathe at these altitudes. And now imagine yourself hovering or flying above the state you're living in, or the province, or the region, or the prefecture. From this vantage point, it is very challenging to notice people below. It's even hard to make out buildings, infrastructure. But we can see fields, lakes, rivers, maybe even forest. I invite you to say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. Once again, we can stay at this vantage point, altitude that we were at, or we can lower back down to one of the other levels, or come back to our original anchor. But once again, it is safe to breathe the higher we go. So I invite you, if you would like, to bring your awareness even higher. And now we are hovering or flying above the country we live in. From this vantage point, we cannot make out any people, nor buildings or cities. But we just see mountains, large lakes, maybe large rivers, and different colors below. And I invite you also from this vantage point to notice that it is hard to make out any borders, whether constructed or even drawn out on a map. Everything just kind of blends in here. And I invite you to say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. Once again, you can stay at this vantage point, or if you might be experiencing vertigo in your mind's eye, feel free to come back down to the lower levels or your original anchor. But if you would like to go even further with me on this journey, once again, we can breathe. We are safe. And now imagine yourself hovering above the Americas, or Europe, or Asia, or whatever continent you might be on. As before, we cannot notice any people below, or buildings, or roads. We just see lots of colors awash, greens, browns, maybe we see the blues of the coastlines. And once again, I invite yourself to notice that it's hard to make out any borders, constructed ones, or ones that have been drawn on maps. The land just meshes in with other land and the coastlines. And although we can't see the people below, we know this is where we live. And I invite you to say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. once again. If needed, feel free to stay here or lower your awareness back to one of the previous levels or back to your original anchor. But if you would like to go one step further with me, I invite you to join me as we hover and fly above the earth. Once again, it is safe to breathe here. We are warm. And just notice the beautiful earth below us. Perhaps it looks like one of those famous photographs from the Apollo space missions. From this vantage point, it might even be a little challenging to make out individual continents because there's so many swirls of blues and whites. It is also challenging to see anything that has been constructed by humans. We notice the oceans, the lands, the clouds, and although we can't see them, we know that we live on this beautiful planet with almost 8 billion other people. I invite you to imagine this as your home. And say to yourself, I live here. I am part of this community. From this vantage point, I am reminded of the famous sage Ramana Maharishi, when he was asked, how should we treat others? And his response was, there are no others. And if you haven't already, I invite you to slowly start to lower your floating and your flying at a nice leisurely pace, kind of like those zoom ins on Google Earth. Nice and slow. Perhaps pausing at each level that we originally journeyed on. The continents, country, state, province, region, city, and eventually we land ever so softly back outside our neighborhood that we live in. And maybe remind ourselves one more time, I live here. I am part of this community. And if you haven't already, I invite you to slowly bring your awareness back to your original anchor of noticing your gentle breathing or a sound, an object you might be focusing on, or the tactile sensation of touching the earth. We'll be here for a few more moments, and I will signal the end of the practice with one chime. And when you hear the chime, I invite you to slowly cross the threshold of noticing your inner awareness to your outside surroundings. I invite you to take a gentle inhale, exhale it with a gentle sigh. Perhaps blink open your eyes if they were closed. Make some small adjustments in the body. I want to thank you for joining me on this floating meditation. But more importantly, I invite you to thank yourself for joining yourself in practicing today. Thank you very much.